Science news now, and one bird song that could help us understand how humans learn language. Like people, birds have to learn their vocalizations. A study in tomorrow's issue of the journal Nature reveals some intriguing clues about how white-crowned sparrows learn to string notes together into a song. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
White-crowned sparrows live from coast to coast in the United States, so chances are you have heard their signature song. It's at the same time sweet and melodious and somewhat complicated. Gary Rose at the University of Utah says it's easier to understand if you parse the song into its five parts, A, B, C, D, and E.
Each phrase had a unique sort of acoustic signature to it. You heard a whistle, which we call the A, followed by a complex of notes, which is a B-type phrase, followed by a buzz, a trill, and then another complex of notes.
One day, Rose and a colleague were sitting around musing about how that song is ingrained in the sparrow's brain.
We wondered whether or not a full representation of the song as it's normally heard is actually stored in the brain, as opposed to just the components.
Rose uses the analogy of a jigsaw puzzle. Does the sparrow essentially memorize the entire picture as it learns the song, or does it simply learn how to link the pieces together?
One piece has to be next to this other piece because it fits in a lock and key fashion. And we don't have to know what the whole picture of the puzzle is in order to assemble it. And the same thing we thought might occur in song development as well.
So Rose cut up a recording of a white-crowned sparrow's song into small pieces. Instead of playing it straight through, A, B, C, D, E, he played just pairs of adjoining notes to young sparrows. And to make it even harder, he started with the last two notes, D, E. Then he played C, D, and B, C, and finally the beginning of the song, which starts out with the sparrow's classic whistle.
We deliberately played them backwards so that they would never hear even a semblance of the full order of the song.
Yet after the birds heard these fragments enough times, they learn that once they sing part A, B always comes next. And once they've sung B, the next part must be C, and so on. And lo and behold, eventually they put the pieces together in the right order. So birds seem to learn their songs as a sequence, not as a set piece. Rose then paired up the notes differently, with E before D and B before A, and so on. And lo and behold, the bird who heard it this way grew up thinking that E is always first, then D, and then C, and so on. In other words, it learned the song backwards.
That's the first white-crowned sparrow that we know of that sings a song with a whistle at the end.
Listen to the backward song again. And now here's the normal song with the whistle first. Now, this research isn't simply something to fascinate people who like birds. Daniel Margoliesh at the University of Chicago says it's useful for understanding human language, too.
We know that our kids are listening to our own speech sounds, and they're using that as a model as they start to practice to produce their own sounds. And we care about that both because it's a fascinating process for all of us, and we care about that because sometimes kids don't hear the sounds particularly well, and when they don't, that can cause difficulties with learning.
And he says some of those difficulties may trace back to the basic learning strategy that's revealed in the Song of the White-Crowned Sparrow. Richard Harris, NPR News.